Hello.
Yes, hi. Hi, Philip. This is Catherine from Local Splash.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I hope you are too.
Yeah, I'm busy.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Philip. So yeah, just wanted to, of course, go over our previous discussion as well. So I did check with our website team already, Philip, regarding the duplicate images that you were referring to, and that they were able to explain again that it was definitely regarding the CDN function of the website. So what happens there is the reason why they wanted you to upload the images for the dashboard is because that section is actually something that you're not supposed to manage the images from. So I do understand you do want to upload it there, but it's actually expected that the images on that section are actually duplicated, because regarding the CDN, it's going to cache content from time to time. So it's not going to delete. I mean, it's very technical, but to my understanding and to what our website team explained, is that the images are expected to be duplicated in that section. So they're fully aware of that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the images are showing duplicates on the live website.
Yeah, so I know that. It's more so when I'm going through making the changes, because I'm the one who goes and edits the website.
Yeah.
And how am I supposed to use the pictures from the gallery? They don't upload to that automatically.
Yes. Well, that is the reason why they wanted you to upload the images on the dashboard. Okay.
No, I understand that, but if I was to upload those images on the dashboard, they don't show up when I try to edit the website. So I have to upload them to the website editor.
Okay.
That's what my problem is I actually can't use those off the gallery. Off the dashboard gallery is what I mean.
Yes, because when you upload the picture from the dashboard, it usually takes about 24 hours for everything to sync. So you'd be able to make the edits appropriately. I will be able to check again with our team how we can, go pass through that, because you wanted to make the edits right away after uploading
Yeah, that's
the images. I
typically.
can check. Yeah, I can definitely check, but I will have to still talk to them about it. I don't have an answer for you right now, but I'll be able
No.
to get back to you about that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, also regarding the listings that we were actually discussing, right? So we've actually put back Hot Frog, House, Nextdoor, and YP Local. Our team wants to make sure that they're able to put back the directories that you want. Do you have specific directories that you wish to be placed back?
I probably should have made a list. I don't have them off the top of my head. I just know that there was like this the typical website people would look up companies on. I mean, that like
Are
I don't
you able to send us a list instead, Cody, so our team can put you back on those?
know. Yeah, I don't have it right now, but I can create a list.
All right, no worries. Please create a list. Send it
Oh,
to
yeah.
us via text or email. I'll look forward to it. And then I'll get in touch with you after I speak with our website team regarding your preference towards, like how the process, I mean, how you're doing the process, like uploading it and then being able to edit it right away. Okay? I'll just get back to you about it. If not today, then at least tomorrow. All right. I'll also monitor once I do receive the list so I can forward it to our team and then they can work on it. Okay? All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Cody. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
One last thing is the HTML. Did you get a chance to ask them about that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that one is still pending as well, but I've already forwarded it to our team to make sure that it's properly embedded onto the Google Business Profile. Okay?
All right, it sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, and we'll talk soon. Have a wonderful
All
rest of
right.
the day.
You as well.